Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is Ryan Saba, the most electrifying voice in sports information from the water cooler. You are now tuned in to Zero Dark Nerdy. What's up, world?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy.
This is your boy, Brian, a.k.a. El Nino. And today I'm joined with
Ryan Saba, Captain Cleveland, Browns, Cavs, Guardians. See you later till I die.
Woo. Who else we got in the studio today?
What's up, guys? It's Lukey. We're having fun today, right? Like, look. We got Cavs Summer League going. We got the Orange and Brown scrimmage. Wyndham's coming to town. The golf playoffs are getting ready to kick off. I got takes. Let's go.
But we're not talking about any of that.
Well, that's right.
Well, I'm just saying I'm in Goza. I'm in sports mode.
There he is. Luke.
What are we talking about, Brian?
So we are ready to rock and roll. It is time for our second annual crossover episode on the Madden 99 Club. For Madden 22 coming out August 20th of this year. We got Mahomes and Brady on the cover. This is going to be the second time they've actually done a dual cover. The first time was Madden 10 with Fitzgerald and Palomalu. And so we got our 99 in, which is Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Devontae Adams.
It's so weird that they put the Super Bowl winner and the loser on the cover. That's a weird, why the fuck would you, I don't know.
Anyway. Because one of them's a 99 and one of them's not.
True. Yeah. True. And this is actually the first time too that Mahomes and Brady being on the cover are the only players in Madden history to reappear on the cover. So little fun fact for you out there. So before we get into the episode, we're going to be talking about, obviously, the 99 Club, maybe some snubs, who should be there, who shouldn't be there, and then, you know, go over predictions on who we think we're going to make it next year and just kind of overall reactions. Same, but why don't you tell about our main sponsor here, betonline.ag.
August is here with tons of exciting sports action, and BetOnline is where you should go to win money today. With Major League Baseball's second half of the season and the NFL preseason starting this week, there's plenty of lines, prop bets, and futures to love. BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Head to betonline.ag and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sports book experts.
One take save right there. Of course, big shout outs to the Believe Podcast Network for having us as well as the Water Cooler on their amazing, amazing network, the number one podcast platform for podcasting professionals. And of course, a big shout out to Four Saints Brewing out in Asheboro, North Carolina. Good friends of the show, delicious beer, great beer for great people. If you're ever in or around the Asheboro, North Carolina area, be sure to check them out. The website, foursaintsbrewing.com, and that is the number four spelled out. So foursaintsbrewing.com, great beer for great people. So, fellas, the list is here. Again, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, both Rams. We got two Chiefs on here, Mahomes, Kelce, and one lone Packer, Devontae Adams. What are your overall thoughts on the 99 Club for this year?
Not a ton of objections overall. Like, I think that the 99 Club is pretty solid this year. I think my main objection might be Myles Garrett should probably be in there, and maybe Devontae Adams should not. But overall, I don't have any real beef. I know last year we talked about Christian McCaffrey, and you know he dropped back. He had an injury year, so you know maybe not fully his fault, but I think they corrected it. And I don't have a problem with any of these guys, you know, Donald, Ramsey, Kelce, Mahomes, all those guys. Those are the 99 guys.
Gotcha. Saba, what are your thoughts?
I agree totally. I mean, Myles Garrett should be on the list. I think one of the challenges that they have here is they don't want to put two guys from sort of the same position. They do have Aaron Donald listed as a right end. It's his position on the Madden database. I would argue that he's not necessarily a defensive end. I'd probably argue that he's a defensive tackle. They do move him around a lot on that defensive line. He plays a number of different positions, but when they have him listed as a right end and they have Myles Garrett listed as a right end, I think that is a barrier to entry for Myles Garrett to get into the 99 club. With that being said, they move Stephon Gilmore out. They put Ramsey in there. Mahomes is the same. You know, Davante Adams, to me, it makes a lot of sense. The guy had, what, 18 touchdowns last year. You know, his quarterback won the MVP. A lot of touchdowns that his quarterback threw, he threw to him. I think that makes a lot of sense. Kelce is probably the best. I think when it's all said and done, Kelce may statistically be the best tight end in NFL history. The game's obviously changed a lot over the last 15 years in terms of how much they're passing, how they're using the tight end differently. You know, so, you know, Kelce's just a, sort of a – he's a great player, Cleveland guy. You know, he is a huge fan of Cleveland sports, and we love – Travis Kelce on the water cooler, but he is definitely a product of the transformation of the game. I don't have a lot of issues. Look, I said the same thing last year. I'd like to see an offensive lineman represented on this list, whether it's Quentin Nelson, Zach Martin, one of these guys. We've seen how important offensive line play is in the NFL. Obviously, it's one of those things that it was important 50 years ago. It's going to be important 50 years from now. So I'd like to see one of those guys represented. And just overall, I'd probably like to see – they had five last year. They have five this year, right? I get it. Five's the magic number for them. Maybe like a linebacker.
I like that, though, that they keep it
– I agree.
Limited.
I agree with you.
No, just, participation trophies. We don't. Everyone can't get me at 99. I like that they keep it limited.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that I'd like to see some offensive line representation on this list because there's some really good offensive linemen in the NFL, and I think it would just bring a little bit more. You know, they do the whole thing on social media throughout the course of the week. They record the videos where they're getting the box from EA Sports and they get the chain and all that. Get some big guy love in there. Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's my only beef.
I like it. I like it. And I'm glad you said that too, because rounding out the top 10 in general, we got Hopkins at 98, Myles Garrett at 98, Tyreek Hill at 98, Zach Martin, the only offensive lineman in the top 10 at 98. And then we got McCaffrey at 97, rounding out the top 10.
Just real quick, if you're going to put a lineman in there, who would it be? Because as he mentioned, Zach Martin's the highest one. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he'd be the guy I'd put in there.
No, I'd put Quentin Nelson in there.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, look.
So we're guards. We're going guards here.
I mean, let's be honest. Like,
tackle is the glamour position, right? At on the offensive line, tackle is the... you know, the star position.
There's no Joe Thomas in the NFL right now.
No love for Bakhtiari, who I believe is the next highest rated. Yeah, look, he is.
Bakhtiari's a great player. He's not Joe Thomas.
That's fair. That's fair. Hey.
Right? I think Joe Thomas at one point was in the 99 club. So, yeah. You know, that's how you got to measure it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Hailed by critics and audiences around the world, the biggest thriller of the summer, A Quiet Place Part 2, is now available on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and digital. Following the deadly events at home, the Abbott family must now face the terrors of the outside world as they continue their fight for survival in silence. Starring Emily Blunt and Cillian Murphy, the terrifyingly suspenseful thriller A Quiet Place Part 2 comes with exclusive bonus content featuring director John Krasinski, who takes viewers deeper into the world of A Quiet Place. Also, you can experience the whole Abbott family saga with the 2-movie collection, available exclusively on Blu-ray and digital, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.
Again, I agree with you guys. You know, let's not make this a top 10 thing that we have to do, where we have to get 10 players in the 99 club. I do like that they make it exclusive. If there was someone that I was going to nix, I probably would say Davante Adams. I think the 18 touchdowns is what put him over the top. If you look at his numbers,
He's actually fifth as far as wide receivers go in terms of yardage. You got Stephon Diggs in first, Kelce with 1535. You got Kelce in second, D-Hop in third, and then you got Justin Jefferson fourth. So that, to me, I think I'd rather see D-Hop, Tyreek Hill, or Diggs in that 99 spot over Devontae Adams. But 18 Ooh. Touchdowns is definitely nothing to laugh at. And I think that's the main reason he got it, compared to 6 touchdowns from Hopkins, 15 from Tyreek Hill, and then 8 from Diggs.
The argument I'll throw at you there is Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce provide cover for each other, if you will, from a mm-hmm. defensive standpoint. Justin Jefferson has Adam Thielen. When you want to talk about these receivers, I mean, hell, even DeAndre Hopkins, there's some talented other guys. He had Larry Fitzgerald. He had Christian Kirk. Mm-hmm. What I would say is, really, when you want to do that comparison, it's probably Stephon Diggs and Devontae Adams, because they're ones, and then it's really a bunch of other guys, and there's nobody that's really the defenses are afraid of in the way that they are some of those other guys. So what I would say is, it's probably not apples to apples when you're comparing those numbers. Devontae Hopkins did that, or excuse me, Devontae Adams did that, and they're double, triple teaming him. They're rotating the safeties over the top. I mean, he does it despite that.
Yeah.
I feel
Luke's
like
Hopkins, probably going to disagree with me.
No, I don't at all. I think I don't have any, like I said, I don't have any problem with him being there. He's arguably the best wide receiver, and I, you know, that's fine with me. But I feel like Hopkins is getting a little, he's not getting the love he deserves. I think he's the guy, but
he didn't have a lot of touchdowns last year.
I don't think
just 6. He had 1400 receiving yards though.
He also didn't have, an MVP caliber quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, so.
His quarterback's rated 82.
We'll get into that.
We will.
So speaking of which, what players do you believe have been snubbed of the 99 spot for this year?
Just Myles Garrett. That's the only one that I would really say that I think potentially should be there that isn't. And, you know, I already touched on that with the position. It's a barrier to entry if they're going to continue to put Aaron Donald as a right end.
Yeah, he's definitely not an end, but he's definitely – the best player
in the league
football. Yeah. I'm not gonna squabble with it too much, but it's just Garrett.
Hey, I gotta tell you what, I think this will be the first time we all agree on Cleveland sports here. That was my snub. I mean, you got 12 sacks, four forced fumbles, 48 tackles, 33 solo, and then if you compare that to Donald, 13 and a half sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 45 total tackles, and then 27 solo. So incredibly close. I do believe that that is the snub of this year is Myles Garrett. So in regards to just kind of overall ratings for players on the Madden list, what were some of your maybe surprises, well-deserved or not deserved? And, you know, Luke, we'll start with you and just kind of go down the line.
Yeah, I think the one that jumps out to me right away is A.J. Brown. I can't believe how low they have him.
81, right?
They have him at 87.
87, that's right.
But I think he's ranked like 44th or something, which is just insanely wild to me. He's just slightly – they have Cole Beasley and Cooper Kupp as number 86 or as an 86. That's criminal. Like AJ Brown is probably like the 6th or 7th at worst best wide receiver in the NFL.
Cole Beasley is the one I have written down, and that to me is so much loud. More criminal than Cooper Kupp.
But like, yeah, because they're not on the same level at all. Like I just wanted to bring some context to it, but like AJ Brown being 87 is the most egregious ranking I've seen.
Okay. Well said. Saban, what do you got?
I have a few. I'm going to leave Derrick Henry alone this year. I went in on him last year. I think I'm done. I'm done on the Derrick Henry hate train. I actually want to officially come on this thing and apologize to Derrick Henry for what I said last year. I am officially like a guy that thinks that Derrick Henry is a good football player, and I'm late to the party, and I apologize. So I just wanted to officially say that. So, but I am going to go in on one of his teammates.
He just texted me. He said, thank you.
Yes. Ryan Tannehill at an 87 to me is, I think they have him up there. Josh Allen's an 88, which he might even be rated a little bit lower, but you know, to put Tannehill and Josh Allen right there in the same category to me feels a little bit, it's a little high for him. You know, he's a good fantasy quarterback because he gets rushing touchdowns and things like that. But I just real world, I'm just not sure he's there. I would probably put him somewhere in the Derek Carr, Justin Herbert territory. You got Derek Carr at an 81, probably a little overrated. Justin Herbert at an 80, probably a little underrated. Mm-hmm. So I would put Tannehill probably in that zone. Another overrated guy, I think, is James Robinson from the Jags, the running back at an 86. He had a good year last year. He is right now, all signs point to that he's not even going to get a big bulk of the workload. In camp right now, they're already saying it looks like Travis Etienne's going to take over for him. You know, he's going to get limited opportunities this year. To have him at an 86, I think when they do the first update, you're going to see him drop low. You know, David Montgomery's, again, here's guys that I'd push him back to. David Montgomery's at an 82. J.K. Dobbins is an 81. I think both of those guys are a little bit underrated. I probably have him in that zone. And Luke talked about Cole Beasley. I mean, he was talking about A.J. Brown. But to have Cole Beasley at a – look, I got all kinds of fucking problems with Cole Beasley, and I'm not even going to get into it right now. But to have him at an 86, to me, he's not even the second-best wide receiver on his team. I think Gabriel Davis, I think, is the second best wide receiver on that team. That, to me, to have Cole Beasley in 86, same rating as Cooper Kupp, which he's probably a little bit overrated too. I think Cole Beasley somewhere in the territory.
Cooper Kupp.
Okay. We're not going to hate on Coop. Okay. But having Cole Beasley at an 86, I think he's somewhere in John Brown, Sterling Shepard territory. They're both rated 82s. You know, John Brown was on that team last year. He obviously, I don't know what the deal was. The season before, John Brown had a good season. I think Cole Beasley actually ended up taking a lot of his targets and things like that. But, yeah, those are the three. Now, I do have some underrated guys, too. I don't know, Luke, if you have any underrated guys or Beer, and if you want to wrap up with the overrated.
No. You guys go ahead because mine are kind of a mix. So I got, like, my three kind of shockers in there.
Well, you got any guys that are underrated, Luke?
No, I went through it, and I like again, I just don't have a ton of squabbles with this. I feel like they did this might be the best that they've ever done. I felt really good with the way that they had it. There was one like, and it's a position that just kind of doesn't really matter right now. If you just have a guy, you just kind of throw him out there, and you know he can do whatever. But like, I don't really get the Kyle Rudolph thing. Like he's been around for a long time. He's just bounced around. I don't know if it's like a Notre Dame bump, you know,
he's
like
with the Giants now.
Yeah. Back in the day, they used to have like, when you get recruited by Notre Dame, you automatically get another star. It's kind of like that's continued for him into the NFL. Like he's not good. He's just not good. And
God, you're sliding Notre Dame hate in there.
No, I like Notre Dame. I would consider myself golden.
Who doesn't love God?
Adjacent, but
adjacent,
golden dome adjacent. But like the guys behind him, like Higbee is right behind him. The same ranking, better. Kyle Pitts.
I think Higbee's a better player.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, fine. Whatever. If you want to,
they don't. They haven't seen him yet. You know. But so there's a little bit of that.
OJ Howard. Robert Tonyan, even you know, Njoku Doyle, Hurst, like all those guys are better at this point. And I just don't that, but that's
he's
really
still odd. That's still overrated. So you think Kyle Rudolph's overrated?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I got a list of underrated guys. I think Aaron Rodgers is slightly underrated at 96. I'm not necessarily saying he should be a 99. Brady's a 97. Rodgers was the MVP last year. I think he should be in that 97, 98 territory. So I'm saying he's slightly overrated. Calvin Ridley at an 88. I think that he should be up there in the Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen. Amari Cooper's a 92. Keenan Allen's a 93. I think Calvin Ridley's going to have a great season with the addition of Kyle Pitts. I really think that he is underrated. Here's one that's going to surprise you. Darius Slay. I think Darius Slay is underrated at an 88. I think, again, he should be somewhere up there with like a Marlon Humphrey, who's a 92, Tre'Davious White, who's a 93. Darius Slay is just in general, he is an underrated player. A lot of that's because he's played on bad teams in his career. He played for the Lions. Now he plays for the Eagles. And, you know, he's always been on a bad team. So I think that maybe plays into it a little bit. And then last but not least, Jalen Hurts. I mean, 71 for Jalen Hurts. He's ranked as the fourth quarterback in the worst division in football. They have Daniel Jones rated as a 72. He should at least be a 72. So I'm going to say that at 71, Jalen Hurts is underrated.
Are we placating? Are we placating to the podcast host right now?
I mean, there's no way Jalen Hurts is only a 71. It's crazy to me.
What?
He's at least a 72 or a 73.
I think we need to pause the podcast right now.
Where was your boy Wentz at? Aren't you the conductor of the Wentz train?
Was he in the mid 80s? He was probably in the mid 80s.
I think he was in the lower 80s.
We just had Captain Cleveland giving Eagles guy some love. I think that's like podcast history. Do we have
I don't know if it was love. I mean, it was love with definitely some shade thrown in there. So I'm gonna keep it going to keep my composure. Because at first I was like, oh, Darius Slay, look at this. I had to pick my jaw up off the floor. And then he had
What was wrong with what I just said?
It was after, he's played on some terrible teams. Oh, yeah.
Has he not always been on a bad team?
So we were terrible. All right, I'm gonna keep moving.
But Jalen Hurts, there's no way that he's only a 71. That's
all. No, I agree. He should be at least early
72.
No. Early 80s. So,
like real quick before we move, why is Adam Thielen higher than Justin Jefferson?
I'm glad you said that because
Thielen's really good. He's not better. No, he's not.
He's good and he's not better. So I'm really glad you said that. So to me, there were kind of three like shockers per se as far as the ratings go. Number one, first and foremost, look, I love McCaffrey. Love him. Entertaining to watch. Him getting a 97 being over Henry, who got a 96, to me was a huge shock. Look, I mean, I hate the injuries. You know, he got the high ankle sprain week two last year, came back week nine, suffered a shoulder sprain, and then was shut down for the rest of the season, ruined, of course, a lot of people's fantasy football seasons. But, I mean,
mine.
Yours in particular. But for King Henry to get a 96 rating with 2,000 rushing yards, the eighth person in NFL history to have 2,000 rushing yards or more, and then he also has 17 touchdowns on top of that, to be rated at a 96 is shocking. But to have CNC come over him at a 97 to me was most shocking. So that's number one for me. Number two, TJ Watt being a 94, he should easily be, I would say, at least a 96, 97. The guy has what?
Dude, TJ Watt, man, look, he's a good player, dude. But you saw what's next? Minka Fitzpatrick?
All these
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let me finish. First of all, this is the only Steeler I'm talking about here. And he's got more in these stat lines than Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett. He's got 53 total tackles, 43 solo tackles, and 15 sacks. Again, all more than Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett. And he's got 2 forced fumbles. So, again, I'm just saying 94 seems a little low. He should be at least 97, 98. And then you touched on it, Luke. Justin Jefferson being an 87, I think, is the biggest crime of the century here. He should at least be 94 minimum. 1,400 yards last year, 7 touchdowns, average 15.9 yards. I mean, it's ludicrous. And the fact that Thielen is ranked higher than him, absolutely absurd. So Justin Jefferson, who the Eagles should have fucking picked last year instead of, we won't get
Jalen Reagor.
Reagor's going to be fine. Reagor's going to be fine.
We'll see. But yeah, Justin Jefferson being at 87 is absolutely ridiculous. That to me is probably the biggest crime besides CMC getting over King Henry.
Okay, so I'll just say, like, I see what you're saying with CMC, but like, I don't care what Derrick Henry did last year. He's not the second best running back in the NFL. Like, he's just not. I mean, there's 3 or 4 guys, maybe more, that are better. But You know, the TJ Watt thing, I fully agree with you. Like, I fully agree with you. Saba, do you think that, like, Bud Dupree was the one drawing all this and he was just being good? Like, so like, what's your take there? I want to hear
I think TJ Watt's a good player.
You think 94 is, like, good for him? I think that's a little low.
I think that's where he should be.
Right. Even though he's got more, like, higher numbers than Garrett and Donald and of the four categories.
Here's the thing, though, man. Like, Miles Garrett and Aaron Donald are so disruptive. Like, you can't really – and TJ Watt is too, okay? I'm not suggesting that he isn't. You can't really appreciate what Aaron Donald and Miles Garrett do on a down-to-down basis unless you're actually watching those teams' football games. The story isn't in – that is a case where the numbers aren't telling the entire story. Not only like being disruptive, but making big plays at big time, like a sack on fourth down in the red zone in the fourth quarter should be worth more than a sack, you know, on second down in the first quarter, right? I mean, and Miles Garrett, Aaron Donald, those guys, and even TJ Watt are making plays when it matters the most. So not the numbers don't always tell the story. So I watch a lot of Steelers games. I obviously watch a lot of Browns games. I see Aaron Donald play a lot. I think that Miles Garrett and Aaron Donald are both better than TJ Watt.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I didn't.
And I'm not saying you guys aren't. I'm not suggesting you guys aren't saying that. Yeah. That's just,
and you're right in regards to numbers too, because you look at Jalen Ramsey. He only had two interceptions last year.
They don't throw to him.
But exactly. So
he doesn't have a chance unless he runs across the field. You know, it's the only way he's getting interceptions.
Right. Right. So agreed. All right. So that was my kind of, you know, as far as
I agree with a lot of what you say there. You know, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, they're so dynamic and they do things that Derrick Henry can't do in terms of, you know, as a receiving threat as well.
Right.
I like where they have Derrick Henry. You know, Christian McCaffrey, maybe he's a little bit overrated, but, you know, they put him at a 99 last year. So they can't, you know, they got to save face a little bit as well. They can't come back and put him at a 92 or whatever, because then it's like, you know, so we'll see. And if he stays healthy this year.
Who called that one out last year?
Apparently you.
Your boy. That's right.
Luke is not a fan of the running back.
No, he's not.
I'm not going to get too heavy.
Team running back. He is the conductor of the running back hate train.
I'm not going to get too heavy into to quarterback ranks either, but just a few ones that kind of like leapt right out at me was, how the fuck is Ben Roethlisberger? He's a 78, but he's like the 13th ranked quarterback. No.
Going after Ben.
I'd have Derek Carr ahead of Kyler Murray. Like I've talked about this pretty consistently on our show.
Kyler Murray's an 82, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Water Cooler Sports Podcast. I've talked about it a few times on there. I don't get it. Like he's consistently highly ranked up there, and we'll get more into it on our quarterback rankings episode. But I just really don't get it. Derek Carr, I know that you alluded to it earlier. You felt that he was a little overrated. I think he might be a little underrated.
You got to look at when they start moving him up, right? They got Stafford at an 83. Is Derek Carr in Matthew Stafford territory
When you do it like that, but if you look at the way that they have
him, I understand.
That's where my beef comes in. And then like Jared Goff shouldn't be on the first page. Like get the fuck
Jared out Goff of should be down there with Jalen Hurts.
Who you think should be higher?
Yeah.
One point higher.
So before I erupt, so what are some predictions for you guys in terms of who you think are going to make the 99 club next year?
You want me to go first? You want to go first, Luke? I have a few.
Yeah, go ahead. I have one.
Yeah, Miles Garrett, I think definitely. I think Nick Chubb has a really good chance to be there. He's at a 96 right now. We'll see what happens with that team, the team that he plays for, the Cleveland Browns. We'll see. Aaron Rodgers, I think, has a chance to be a 99 next year if he wins another MVP and potentially goes on the he was on that, as Luke called it, the fuck you tour last year. I think he's still on the fuck you tour this year. Oh, so yeah. I think very easy. If you go back to back NFL MVP, it's hard not to say you're a 99. And then potentially, what if they, you know, win the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they will, but I think there's a chance for him.
Packers fans would fucking implode like that. Yeah. Aside from a Browns Super Bowl, that's what
I want. Right. I think Christian McCaffrey has a chance to actually be a 99 next year. If he bounces back and has a similar season that he did in 2019, there's a chance. And then, hold on. We've talked about some of these guys throughout the show. I think there's a dark horse, like, and maybe not necessarily next year, but maybe like the 2024 version, a guy like DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson, Calvin Ridley, they're always going to have a wide receiver at 99. Okay. Yeah. Always, I think. And I think those guys very easily could have that type of jump. Clearly, we see what they think of AJ Brown, so he doesn't have a shot. But I think DK, Justin Jefferson, or possibly Calvin Ridley could be knocking on that door next year and maybe even move into that in 2024.
I'm thinking along the same exact lines that you are. I think there is one there. I'm going way deeper. Even he's ranked 44th. He's an 81.
Odell Beckham,
CD Lamb.
Yeah, that was a huge, I thought that was a huge snub too.
He's an 81. Michael Gallup's an 82.
Yeah. He's behind Cooper Kupp. And Cole Beasley and John Brown.
Love CeeDee Lamb coming out. I think that CeeDee Lamb has, I think that he's the best wide receiver on the team. No disrespect to Amari Cooper. I think he's really good as well. I think he's a little overrated. Agreed. But CeeDee Lamb is my guy. Like, I think I legitimately think he could lead the league in receiving yards this year.
Luke's taking CeeDee Lamb in the third round of all of his fantasy football drafts. Yep.
For the very latest.
There it is. There's some inside. There's some inside information for all the people that got the crock pot in their league.
For me, for next year, I think Hopkins finally makes that jump. He's been on the cusp for like the last few years now. Best hands in the NFL, I think, hands down. I think he finally makes the jump. Same thing, Garrett.
Best hands, hands down, baby.
I think Run CMC makes a comeback. And my dark horses, I have two, TJ Watt, and then Stephon Diggs. I know they're probably not going to put two wide receivers on there, but he could be the one. Yeah, it's going to be either Hopkins or Diggs or Tyreek Hill. It's going to be one of those three.
I'd be honest with you. I wouldn't have a problem if they didn't put a wide receiver in there because those guys are all just so good. And I just rely so much on
the quarterback.
Other things that are out of their control. And
that's why I think Hopkins might not have a chance because I don't love his quarterback.
All right. So out of the three, if we're talking Diggs, Adams, and Hopkins, I think those are pretty universally like the three best guys, right?
Tyreek Hill.
Sure. So let's throw them. Those are the four guys. You think that
I think Diggs and Tyreek Hill probably have the best chance to overtake Devontae Adams. I think DeAndre Hopkins has the worst chance of the three that could overtake Devontae Adams. That's what I'm saying. Wow.
All right, fair.
Okay. All right.
I just, you know, as a wide receiver, you got to fuck. You depend on your quarterback. And, man, is Kyler Murray
the Hail Mary, baby? The Hail Mary.
Exactly. But is Kyler Murray it for you? Like,
no.
Well, you know what I mean?
Again, we'll get into this on the ranking.
I mean, even though he only had six touchdowns, he still had 1,400 yards receiving last year. So it's not like
Kyler, and technically he only had five, right? Technically he only had five because the fucking Hail Murray, right?
I mean, that's a touchdown, baby.
I understand, but you know what I'm saying.
Still counts. That still counts.
Jordan logo and all.
So before we wrap up, why don't you tell fans how to, you know, what you guys have coming up as far as podcasts? I know you, Luke, you mentioned you got the quarterback ratings coming up. Like, what's coming up next for the water cooler?
Yeah. So in the next few weeks, we have NFL and college football previews. We have our third annual quarterback power rankings, which gets a lot of love, a lot of attention, a lot of traction. It's something me and Luke really look forward to doing every single year. And then you know, Formula One is something that we've both started to take a liking to. I think we had some guys, we had a Formula One roundtable, a couple of Luke's buddies came on. That's actually one of our most like downloaded and listened to episodes. We're going to go back to that. And the EPL actually starts, the English Premier League starts next week. And that's something that Luke and I are both, we love EPL soccer, but we don't talk about it a lot on the show. So I made a note as I was kind of thinking about the upcoming shows over this past week, that that's something that I want to start talking about more. So we're going to find a way to incorporate that into the show. At WC Sports Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, follow, and subscribe to us. We're available on the Believe Podcast Network. We're available on all your favorite streaming platforms. At WC Sports Pod, the water cooler. Find us, listen to us, love us.
Behern, I see you hyping over there. Do you got an EPL squad?
Man, I tell you what, I love soccer. I just love the shit out of it. I don't have a particular squad, though.
Yeah.
You know what Chelsea, I mean? Yeah.
Chelsea just got Lukaku.
So, and then I'm sure you guys are going to talk about Messi going over to Paris.
PSL,
Paris.
Yeah.
PSL, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just excited
PSG, about it. PSG.
So, you know, I was telling Sabah, I play FIFA.
And, you don't play FIFA.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
You come see me, buddy. Come at Mr. Sabertooth. Come on at me. I'm
fine. You guys don't know shit about Liverpool, though. Liverpool's on the revenge squad, the revenge tour this year, baby.
We'll put it on Twitch. We'll put it on, you know, we'll let everybody watch.
All right. The public spanking coming your way soon. Right now, I'm a big fan of the Greyhounds. Make sure you check out Ted Lasso, Apple TV. That shit is the bomb. Sabah, thank you guys so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having us, man. It comes out
on the 20th. So be sure to check it out. Let us know what you think about the ratings. We'd love to get some feedback from you. Go ahead.
One thing.
Yeah.
If you pre-order your copy of Madden at Best Buy, for all our Funko fans out there, there is an exclusive Barry Sanders Best Buy Funko that comes with the game and when you pre-order it. So, you know, I did that. I just ordered it last week. So there is a Best Buy exclusive Barry Sanders Funko that comes with the game. So if you're on the fence or whatever, there's a little tidbit that you get for free with it. So order it at Best Buy.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because Barry Sanders is one of my favorite players of all time. And I've been meaning to get Madden anyways. So
you heard the Barry.
Best Buy. So check it out again. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Ryan. Water cooler. Check them out. The best damn sports podcast on the planet. And, you know, again, big thank you to Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag, and of course, Four Saints Brewing. Guys, hang out for a little bit. And for those of you out there watching on YouTube, we appreciate it. Again, like, comment, subscribe for us here on the YouTube channel. And please be sure to check out the water cooler on all podcasting formats. And if you're listening, again, water cooler as well as Zero Dark Nerdy, like, subscribe, follow, comment, all that stuff. Any show ideas you want to bring our way? I love collaborating with these guys. They're brothers to me. So I think we're going to do eventually. I think we were talking about doing like a draft episode since fantasy football season's around, but we'll get into all that in a little bit. Anyways, have a good night. We'll see you soon. Peace.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.